Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Good afternoon, welcome to the Redmen TV, welcome to your daily news for Thursday. It's just before the Wolves game. Apologies for not being live, we had some technical issues, and apologies if you were on Twitter and we absolutely spammed your timeline with going live tweets, which we have now deleted. Quite a couple of technical issues, like we said, which we're looking to fix for tomorrow.
It's YouTube's end, so it's not our end, don't blame us. There you go.
It's not a production team's fault at all.
No, it's genuinely YouTube's end. We'll figure it out for tomorrow.
Anyway, I'll put you in the direction of theredmentv.com. Of course, as I mentioned, it's the Wolves game tonight. We have lots of build-up content on there, starting with some written content. There's some other shows. Chris did a brilliant interview with David Lynch in depth about, you know, stuff going on at Liverpool, Shaqiri, Werner, a bit on David Lynch. If you're a budding journalist as well, you want some interest into how his career went on, how he started, and a bit of advice on there as well. But also, just to show you some direction on the website. So if you're into your video content, it's pretty simple to find. Just click video. There's the David Lynch interview we were talking about yesterday. If you're into women's football, there's some stuff on there as well. Stats and tactics from Chris, which is great in-depth stuff. I'm not into stats and tactics myself, but you do learn a lot on there, don't you?
Yeah,
you
no, it is a very, very good show.
Transfer roundup, build up for the Wolves, stuff is all on there. Some of the stuff is free, so just go and navigate, have some fun on there. Again, if you like it in podcast form, just click podcasts. All the stuff is available in podcast form as well, but you are here for some news, which we'll get straight into now, Tom. An exclusive Edwards & Co. set to sign sights on signing Arsenal rising star.
Was that a sentence?
Yeah.
I mean, are you ready?
Yeah.
That's fine, carry on.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Watch it back.
No.
It's fine.
I'm sure the comments will tell me. Anyway, Liverpool recruitment chiefs have set their sights on Arsenal rising star Bruno Martinelli. Football Insider can reveal the Premier League leaders are assessing long-term potential transfer options and have had their attention grabbed by the 18-year-old forward. A Liverpool source has told Football Insider that their recruitment team, led by Director of Football Michael Edwards, are on the trail of Martinelli after his starting progress in the debut English campaign. My thoughts on this are I don't think it will happen.
No.
There's very thin on the ground on news, as you'll notice as we go through the news agenda today. But also, he's one of those names where I think he's very good. We went to the Arsenal game. He scored a couple of goals there. He scored a goal against Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
There's
no way Arsenal are going to let him go.
No, he's too good for them to sell. I really feel like he's an up-and-coming star. They all love him. All the fans love him. He's one of the shining lights in Arsenal's kind of team at the moment, and I think if he was to go, Arsenal fans would go absolutely berserk. I don't think it's ever a possibility. I mean, he's played 21 times for the first team this season, 10 goals, 3 assists. I mean, as an 18-year-old player, that's a fantastic return for your breakout season.
Consider when you got the likes of Aubameyang, Lacazette in front of you as well, Pepe, he plays on the wing, but he's still a forward player. You've got to try and get in front of, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to, like I say, you've got to keep hold of these players. I don't think Arsenal will look to sell them at all, especially not to a Premier League rival. Imagine he becomes this starlet that everyone knows that he has the potential to be, but he does it on someone else's books when you could have just given him a contract extension and a pay rise or what have you. I think they'd be stupid to let him go. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I'd love it if it did happen.
Yeah.
He looks a real talent, like I say, and he's doing it in the Premier League, and fair enough. Would he fit in with Liverpool? Maybe.
Yeah, possibly. Let us know your thoughts on Martinelli in the comments below. Would you have him? Do you think it would happen? Do you think it's absolute bullshit? Just let us know. Mm. Before we get into the next story, I've asked you not to read this agenda. So the title is Sadio Mane Explains What Makes Liverpool Players Arrive at Training 1 Hour Early.
I've got a few things. So I thought, first off, the parking gets fuller quite quickly.
I mean, yeah, okay.
There's donuts, maybe. When you first arrive, the earliest to get there gets donuts.
Would that incentivise you to come to work early?
For the first day.
Or on time, for that matter.
And then, I don't know, like maybe the traffic's terrible. Maybe it's the traffic. Mm. What's the actual answer?
Well, you can tell the difference in mentality between Liverpool players and Tom Dutton here. Sadio Mane says Liverpool stars have to get trained 1 hour early if they want to get a spot in the gym.
Well, all right, you know, like parking spot, gym, same thing.
No, it's not.
It is. It's sort of the same thing. No, I'm not going to be able to make this argument and have it any credibility.
This English forward has lauded the special Millwall atmosphere. That is helping propel Liverpool during a remarkably consistent season, with Reds now 21 wins and 22 Premier League games as they close in on a first top flight since 1990.
I love this, Ross.
Yep.
Like, genuinely, they want to get in and work from the moment they get in. And I know, look, they've got a world-class mentality to go along with the world-class just play on the field, but they're doing this day in, day out. Yep. And every player, if you're talking about spots in the gym, that must mean every player's going in there, getting on the bikes, getting ready, getting warmed up. And you think about other teams and the mentalities of these other teams. Every single one of these players wants to be better, wants to get better every single day.
Yeah, and if you think about, you know, the amount of games that we're playing, the amount of training that we're doing, the work rate that they put in on the pitch, you think they try and get some sort of, not a rest, because obviously they have to train and go to the gym anyway. But yeah. Do you think, like, it wouldn't be at the forefront of their minds to go in an hour early? And you're right, the mentality of the people, the players, is just absolutely incredible. Moving on, Bayern Munich will not exercise purchase option on Philippe Coutinho as midfielder looks set for Barcelona return this summer after failing to impress the club's hierarchy. Bayern Munich will not exercise purchase option for Coutinho. It would cost Bayern Munich $102 million to make the midfielder stay in Germany permanent.
That's the problem.
Why has that changed?
That's the problem, Ross, is that obscene amount of money. Obviously, he went for a massive amount of money and everyone was like, oh, to be fair, with that amount of money that we sold him, we got Van Dijk in and we got Alisson in, already a fantastic upgrade. I just can't believe that he's still getting touted for that amount of money. I don't think he's done too much recently.
But I don't mean that's the value of the player. I think, you know, if you're Barcelona, you're going to want most of that money back. In fact, you probably want to keep him. But he's got 7 goals and 7 assists in all competition this season. They're obviously just not happy with him. I didn't want to stay on this too much, but it's just, I put it in the agenda because I saw a tweet from, I can't remember it was, some Liverpool account. I was saying, would you have him back? I'm like, let's just stop having that conversation.
No, yeah, it's done now. And I was saying to you before, him and Emre Can were the last two big names to leave the club, really, for bigger and better things. They looked at Liverpool and same the way Sterling did, where they looked at Liverpool and the way they were going and just thought, I can do more at a different club. And Emre Can...
To be fair to Sterling, it wasn't the case as it was when Coutinho and Can were...
100%, but again, they left for bigger and better things, and I think...
And Sterling's won stuff.
Yeah, of course. I just think that now you're looking at it, and Liverpool maybe even wasn't a destination club while Coutinho was there. You could argue that weren't a destination club, it was a stepping stone. Same with Emre Can. But now you're looking at the likes of Virgil van Dijk, Alisson Becker, these kind of players, the two we brought in, who now, I think in my head, would stay at Liverpool for the rest of their careers.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, I've said it, if you want Philippe Coutinho back at Liverpool, your opinion isn't wrong, you're entitled to it.
Let us know why. Yeah. Where would he play? Who would he oust in the team? Where do you think the tactics would differ, and would that be a beneficial thing for Liverpool? There are arguments to be made. I'd love to see them in the comments. I really want to be convinced of why you bring Coutinho back, what position you think he'd be best placed.
And is he worth that much as well?
Well, it's definitely not worth 102. Oh yeah, fair enough. In your opinion, if we can recoup that by winning Champions Leagues and Premier Leagues, fair play to you.
Okay, we'll move on for Philip Coutinho. Kane Dalglish and Ian Rush is set to return to Anfield in March in the Legends charity match at Anfield, which takes place in March, as I've just said. I've just repeated exactly the words. But they're set to manage, and it's going to take part on the 28th of March, so it was the date that I was looking for. A stellar lineup has been confirmed to the Legends game, including Luis Garcia, Patrick Berger, Jerzy Dudek, and for the first time playing back at Anfield, Fernando Torres, Jose Enrique and Fabio Aurelio.
I'm glad you read the other two. I thought you were just going to leave it there.
No.
Torres.
The Torres was a suspension thing. Oh. Because okay. He's a bit... Well, again, in some people's opinion, it's slightly controversial.
Slightly, but after his book and all that came out and his quotes and saying that, look,
some people still don't like it. Though.
No, that's fair. I'm really like looking forward to the Barca legend side.
Edgar Davids, Cliver, Belletti, and Javier Saviola.
Yeah, there's some good players. There's some good players. It's gonna be.
Did Edgar Davids go to Barnet and just get sent off and play himself as captain, given he was the manager?
I've got no idea. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a thing. And he played in orange and he had orange glasses. It looked really cool.
Barnett.
I'm pretty sure it was Barnett, yeah.
He was, so you could say he got it sent off as Barnett. Don't know. It's a terrible joke.
Where is this channel going?
I know, it's terrible. It's down the dumpster every time me and you come on. It's not even live.
We can cut it out.
Yeah. We're not going to cut it out. We can. I think this is a fantastic thing. I love these Legends games, and it's a great opportunity for, like, obviously, it's a day out for loads of young kids, mm-hmm. and they'll be like, oh, Dad, who's Patrick Kluivert? And he'll go, well, see that little bit of skill that he did? He used to do that every single game. I love these. It gives us a chance, as well as a lot of other news outlets, to speak to these legends as well in the press conferences and what have you. I remember sitting across from Clarence Seedorf one day. That was an experience.
Wow, yeah.
Seedorf was in front of me.
More importantly, I was reading a quote. This is from Matt Parrish, director of Liverpool FC Foundation. To date, our fans have helped raise £2.8 million through their support for our charity games, which we're grateful for. Their generosity enables us to deliver a range of impactful programmes and partnerships that help transform the lives of children and young people across Liverpool City, region and beyond, which I think is the most important bit. Obviously, it's great having Kenny Dalglish and Ian Rushback and all these great players, but obviously it's raising awareness, it's raising money, it's giving support to people, you know, in the local area and stuff like that. Tickets and hospitality for the game are now sold out, but supporters can check if any additional tickets become available. So if you haven't got a ticket yet and you'd like one, just head to LiverpoolFC.com and click that link there. Mm-hmm. Moving slightly on, I'm going to concentrate on tonight's game. Meantime, we're going to head off shortly. It's currently 1:05. We've probably got an hour and then we're going to head down, but all your post-match content, we'll have you covered. My post-match reaction, player ratings, and then we'll do an instant match reaction, which will be up on the website, hopefully.
Story of the match as well.
Yeah, another 3 points in the back for Liverpool, hopefully. But onto some team news. Obviously, Klopp did his press yesterday. We covered a bit of this in the news yesterday, but I wanted to get Tom's thoughts of, you know, potential lineups and your thoughts in the comments as well. Joel Matip, Fabinho, easing Jurgen Klopp's injury list ahead of the Premier League outing tonight, with the boss confirmed three players will definitely miss the journey to the Molyneux. James Milner, Naby Keita and Jérôme Boateng are all absent as well. Got Knox. Dejan trained since the start of the week, which is Monday. Klopp said Millie is not in team training, Naby's not in team training, and Shaq is not in team training. They are all back soon. Nathaniel Clyne, who had forgotten about again, is obviously injured, and Minamino will register his first Premier League debut. Should he figure?
I don't think Minamino starts at all. He might come on after a few, like 60 minutes maybe, let's say, but I think, look, it's great to see it. It's a massive, like, fixture. Wolves away is a tough game. I'm not saying I'm worried about it, but last time I went to Wolves away, we lost. I know we had Klein at right back and
Simon
Mignolet. Yeah, and look, I think we've got more than enough to do it. I'm not even going to touch wood on that because I genuinely believe Liverpool are the best team in the world and you can go out and beat anyone on the day. We just need to go out there and perform. And there's been a few times where performances haven't been up to scratch, but now you've got these players coming back and pushing these players on the pitch. You think Jordan Henderson's been magnificent recently. Jordan Henderson has a poor hour or poor first half, just go, Fabinho, get on, sort that. Poor Henderson maybe further forward or just take him off completely. Same with Gomez, you're messing up. There's Matip and there's Dejan Lovren there in the wings.
I doubt Matip and Lovren will be both on the bench, but your point still
something. And towards the end of the game, look, we're winning 2-0. We want to start shutting up shop. You've got Fabinho back in there. We saw it the other day. Came in and made it a two in midfield. I just like the fact that Jurgen Klopp has his options back, to be honest with you. World-class options at that. Or not even world-class in terms of Fabinho, top-class in terms of Lovren and Matip.
Yep. Wolves are also boosted by the returns of Willy Bolly and Diego Jota at Liverpool's visit. Ruben Venagre, however, and while new signing Leroy Campanana won't feature due to involvement in Ecuador's Olympic 2020 qualifying campaign. But you're right, you know, I quite like Willy Bolly. I think he's a good player. I think, you know, that game you're talking about in the Cup, I think he stood out. He was pretty much like Virgil van Dijk-esque for them. Like, everything that went towards him, he's just like, he's absolute machine.
Yeah.
I'd love to know your score predictions in the comments below. And kind of what you think of Wolves, so predicted lineups. I mean, Wolves have got some good players. Patricio's a good player. We rate kind of Cody. You know, Neves, Moutinho, Neto, who did score at Anfield, we'll have some redemption, won't he? Because his goal got disallowed and he gave it the big beans of celebration. And Adama Traore's come to form and Jimenez. So it's no easy feat, is it?
No, they're a very good side. I just think, look, Liverpool are going to have more than enough. Obviously, starting 11 predictions out there, if you want to go watch that to see what Chris thought about the team and who he thinks will line up with the build-up as well out there as well.
Some written content as well.
Yeah, loads of written content as well, so go over there and check all that out. But I'm really looking forward to this. It's been a while since I've been to an away day. I can't wait to sing. The way that they're set up, the away fans in the Molyneux, strange, and I hate it, but we'll make enough noise.
Oh, yeah, because of the light show, which we all absolutely hate.
Oh, the light show is ridiculous. But I just don't like how some of the away fans are there and then you've got the home fans sat behind you, but then also sat above another row of away fans. Just sort it out. Give us a whole stand so we can sing. That's why we've not done it.
You don't
want
to get behind your team. It's all calculated, mate. They all do it on purpose.
It's so annoying.
Stay here then.
I know.
You don't want to go. Tune in later. Apologies once again for the technical issues and not being live and being able to interact with you. Stuff that we actually really like doing, getting your opinions and stuff. But hopefully we've got to have some time before we actually go to the game. We'll check through the comments later on. We'll reply to them before kickoff and have a little chat with you then. We'll see you soon. Ta-ra.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.